Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. Even though there's toxic chemicals all around them, we don't have to be sick. We don't have to have them in our house. We don't have to have them in our lives. And how to accomplish that is what this show is all about. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2013, and I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. Today we're going to talk about how to remove toxic chemicals from our body and replace them with good nutrition. Both of these things are essential to health, ridding our bodies of toxic chemicals and having sufficient, not just sufficient nutrition, but enough nutrition for health and to repair our bodies from toxic exposure. My guest today is Eddie Stone. He's the founder and CEO of Touchstone Essentials. But first, before we talk to Eddie, I had in my email this morning a newsletter. And it was about letting go. And I thought that that was very apropos subject for today's show because there are so many things that we do need to let go of in our world, in our lives, and yet letting go is a very difficult thing. I know I've had to let go of things in my life, and there's a sense of loss about that and a sense of unknown and what will things be like if we let go. But we need to let go of toxic chemicals in our bodies. We need to let go of all these toxic products that are in our homes. I remember years and years ago, I knew that things, when I was first working on removing toxic chemicals from my home, I knew that there were things that were toxic, but I didn't want to give them up. I didn't want to give up my perfume, for example. And it was one by one, I had to say to myself, do I want to be poisoned by this, or am I willing to let go and open the way for more health and more happiness? And the very last product that I wouldn't give up was my red lipstick. It had taken me so long to find that shade of red, and even though I knew it was toxic, I knew it had lead in it, I knew it was 100% petroleum that I was putting on my lips, crude oil, and that I was eating it as I was speaking and eating food, I still didn't want to give it up because I was so attached to the idea that I had to wear this red lipstick in order to be beautiful. And I gave it up. I let go. And I'll just tell you that every time I have let go of something that was harmful to me, something much more wonderful came in right away. And there's a whole wonderful world of products that we can choose from that are healthy and toxic-free, and we don't have to live with toxics in our homes. So I want to introduce our guest now. Eddie, are you there?
Hey, it's Deborah. I'm here.
Hi. It's so nice to have you on the show.
Oh, what a pleasure it is to be able to speak with you and your audience today.
Thank you. I just would like to start by saying, when I was writing my book, Toxic Free, before your company was even founded and before we even met, I was working with my doctor as I was writing it, and what I figured out was that in order to be healthy, the solution that I had to write about in this book was that people needed to remove toxic chemicals from their bodies, and then they needed to have nutrition. And they needed to have really good nutrition, because not only do we need a certain amount of nutrition just to make our bodies run, but we also need a tremendous amount of nutrition to repair the damage that has been caused by toxic chemicals. And so it was quite a delight for me last year, in February of 2012, to find out about Touchstone Essentials and meet you and find out that you had exactly the same idea. So I'd like to know, how did you come up with that idea? And what was it that got you interested in health and producing supplements and zeolite in the first place?
Well, that's a big subject. And, you know, what I'd like to do is maybe just tackle it just a little bit of a piece at a time, because for me it's really a 20-year evolution in thinking. And perhaps it's somewhat like your description of the amount of time it took you to you know, slowly sort of get everything out of the house. And then you had the lipstick there was sort of the last piece to go. And perhaps that's really my story as well, and maybe many of your listeners are sort of thinking the same thing. I think all of us, we come to this information that we find enlightening, but yet we have these entrenched habits and things we think we can't live without, and so it's really difficult. In my late 20s, I had exposure to nutritional products. I had been a little bit of an amateur athlete while I was in college and, you know, tried to pay attention to things a little bit. But as I got out of school and away from sort of that athletic environment into the work world where, you know how it is, where the work week can wind up being Saturday and sometimes as well as Sunday. And so you get away from some of your more healthy habits, or you don't make things like eating right and sleeping right and exercise a priority. And so, you know, I found myself headed down a wrong path, and unfortunately it's a path, if you look around, so many people are on. And so I had this accidental introduction back to nutrition, and what I really saw was that I needed supplements because I just wasn't going to have the discipline or the access to eat exactly right. They were a way for me to bridge the habits and the gap between where I was with my daily nutritional intake and where I wanted to be. And as simple as an idea that sounds, right, that's really true for most people, don't you think?
Yes, I do think that it's true for most people. And especially, too, because the food that we're eating today isn't giving us, even if we could eat that much food, it isn't giving us the amount of nutrition that we need. So I actually think that everybody needs supplements.
I do, too. And I think even if we don't intuitively realize that our body tends to have these cravings for things, even if we can't fully recognize them or realize what they are. And so that started a journey for me that evolved over time to the point where I saw it not just on a local scale or in my personal life or my family's life. I saw that, you know, it's globally, it's not just that it's a big industry, but it's desperately needed if you look at some of the statistics out there. But here's the challenge. In the U.S., there's probably $25 billion, roughly, give or take a billion, spent on health and nutrition products, and yet most of them, if you look deeply into them, are sourced from foreign lands where ingredients are unregulated. Many of the ingredients in the supplements sold today, even the very most expensive ones, are created, chemical isolates created from petroleum byproducts or GMO corn or whatever it is. And so there's this real, I don't want to necessarily call it corruption, but there's this dichotomy between what people think they're consuming versus what they're consuming on this path towards health and enlightenment. And, you know, for me, when I became aware of that, it was almost this cathartic moment where I felt like I had to throw myself against the gears of the machine and sort of stop
the madness. I understand that.
So that's how I arrived here.
Well, I'm very glad that you did arrive here. So what was it that made you decide that you needed to, and we only just have less than a minute till the break, but what was it that made you decide that you just needed to break away and start your own company?
Plain and simple, Deborah, I could not find products like I felt like we needed either on the internet or through direct sales or at retail. And I've got kids, I've got a wife, I've got family, and lacking a good solid source of pure wholesome products, I felt compelled to do something.
Well, I'm glad you did, and I totally understand that because I talked to other people who are making exceptional products in other fields, but as exceptional as yours. And that was what really did it for them, too. And I know for myself that I'm doing this work because I got to a point where I was very sick and I needed to do something to get well. And there just wasn't any help out there, but that there was no books or anything. So after our break, we'll come back and we'll start talking about these exceptional products that Eddie's made.
Thank you.
Okay, let's talk about products. These products are fabulous. I take them every day. I don't mind saying that. I just, you know, there's a lot of companies that are making a lot of, especially dietary supplement products, and I look at them and I just haven't been able to recommend them. But these I recommend wholeheartedly, and I take them every day. The first thing, so I want everybody to understand that Touchstone Essentials has put together a collection of different supplements, and they're designed to work together in order to detox your body from remove toxic chemicals and then give you the kind of nutrition that your body needs in a form that is exceptionally compatible for your body to be able to absorb them and give you the nutrition that you need. And first, I want to talk about the detox part, because that's actually how I found out about these products. And what is used for detox in this collection of products is a substance called zeolite, Z-E-O-L-I-T-E. And my experience with zeolite was that I had spent 30 years thinking that if I just removed the toxic chemicals from my home, then my body would naturally restore its own health because it wasn't being bombarded by toxic chemicals. And that was true. I went from being disabled to being functional, but I still had a lot of things going on with my body that were not right. And I still didn't have much energy, and I wasn't functioning as well as I wanted to. And then my nutritionist gave me some liquid zeolite, and within a few days, I felt so good. It was unbelievable. It was like, oh my God, why didn't I take this before? Why didn't I do something to help my body remove the toxic chemicals? Well, the reason that I didn't do something before was because there are very few options. Zeolite isn't the only one, but zeolite is certainly the easiest thing that you can do, the most effective and the most affordable. So, Eddie, I want us to spend this segment talking about zeolite, and we'll spend the next segment talking about the supplements, because I really want to give you time to tell us everything we should know about zeolite.
That's fantastic. You know, I was just sitting there thinking about what you were saying, and there are a lot of choices, but for me, the zeolite, it's natural mineral. It's the most elegant and frankly, nature's genius, because its natural property is a natural property of a negative charge. And so when you ingest it, when it's milled down to a small enough size and it's properly clean, so it's bioavailable, when you do those things and it goes into your body, it just has this natural affinity for those positively charged heavy metals, volatile organics, particulates that, you know, they're bad for us. And so what it does is it supports our approach, which is to pay attention to cellular health. You know, there's a lot of ways you could look at the body, and this is going to take a complex process and make it simple, but we look at the cells and we say to ourselves, you know, what can we do to keep them clean, to clean them out, and then put the good stuff back in. And so the zeolite serves that purpose. And so we offer it in two very distinct ways, because the body needs it in that manner. We mine our zeolite domestically. We do a lot of testing, and we do publish this on our website. We think that the third-party validation is very important. So we got this on the website, but we check its properties before, and then we check it after going through essentially what is a cleansing process, because the little tunnels and channels and chambers that you find naturally in this little mineral, they get dirty over time. So we clean it, make it bioavailable to the body, and then we mill it. And the milling process that we utilize tries at every level to minimize the fracturing of the zeolite, because you want to keep its cage intact as best you can, because that's where that negative charge is maintained. It has really three ways that it works. One is it has these angstrom-sized channels, tunnels that have that negative charge that attract particulates in it. But also, when you mill it small enough, that charge that it has at its core can leak to the surface in something called a zeta effect. And so now not only is it useful in taking things inside itself, but also in attracting to its surface. And of course, if we can get enough of that in the body, there's also a sandwich effect. So it has three ways that it can support the body. And here's the best thing for me, Deborah. It's an inert mineral that doesn't remain in the body. So if a person has just normal renal function, it's going to process out of the body in about a 4 to 6 hour period of time. And so it's going to support a daily habit of a cleansing and detox. And what we've seen very quickly is people respond with their energy levels and overall health. And so it's been something that's been very important for us. It sort of supports that initial piece of our foundation of cellular health by cleansing and detoxing at the cellular level.
Well, I think this thing, what you just said about how the zeolite picks up the toxic chemicals and then removes them from the body, I mean, the zeolite particle itself, along with the toxic chemicals that it has attracted, the whole thing leaves your body in 4 to 6 hours. And this is so important from my viewpoint because when you use the word detox, it can mean a lot of different things. And a lot of times people will say, well, I'm doing a detox or I'm taking a product, and what that product is doing is supporting the function of the liver, or it's supporting the function of the kidneys so that they can do their job better. And those are fine things to do. But if your kidneys or livers are really damaged, or even partially damaged, and for most people have damaged livers and kidneys because those are the organs that process the toxic chemicals. And so if you have damage to them, why wait until they regenerate when you can take zeolite and it just bypasses all of that and goes into your bloodstream, goes into your cells, and takes those chemicals away, and in 4 to 6 hours, the whole thing's out of your body. And it's the fastest way that I know of in order to accomplish that. And it's so easy because all you do is just put some drops in water and drink it, or spray a spray just right in your mouth for little squirts, and you've taken it, and you do it three or four times throughout the day, and that your body is having this continuous, gentle detox. So once again, wow, these commercial breaks come up so fast. But we'll go to our commercial break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about what Touchstone has to offer in the way of nutritious supplements. Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're here with my guest, Eddie Stone, founder and CEO of Touchstone Essentials. And before we go back to having Eddie and I talk, I want to give you the number where you can call in if you have any questions for us. 877-342-6673. That's 877-342-6673. And you can also go to my website, toxicfreetalkradio.com. The number is there, as well as in the future there will be archived shows and information about who's coming up as the guests and lots of other information. So, Eddie, let's talk about the supplements. And the first thing I want to say about supplements is that many years ago I got the idea that when people first started talking about you should eat more vegetables, I thought that's a good idea. And it wasn't that I was not eating vegetables at all, like a lot of people, but I was not eating enough that I thought. I was eating a lot of cooked vegetables, hardly any raw vegetables. And I went to the grocery store. This was before we had very many natural food stores. I went to the grocery store, and the quality of the produce was just so poor that I didn't want to eat it. And nowadays, the quality of produce is a lot better. but it's expensive if you want to get organic. And you need to learn how to make something that tastes good from it. And so I think it really is unrealistic for a lot of people to really get the nutrition that they need. And one of the things that I like about Touchstone Essentials supplements is that I know that I can get all those greens in my body, I can get all the phytonutrients that I need, and then whether I eat the right foods or not, and I do try to eat the right foods, but whether I eat them or not, I'm still getting my nutrition. So thank you for these supplements.
Oh, we're happy to provide them. And you bring up an important issue there about food and our diet. You know, we're confined with what's available if we're trying to eat fresh and raw, with what's regionally available, so different
yes.
parts of the country, and then seasonal. So it's never easy to eat the right way.
It isn't. And particularly when a lot of our produce is shipped in from other places. I used to live in California. A lot of produce here on the East Coast comes from California instead of being grown locally. And as that produce travels across the country, it loses nutrients, it loses vitality. And then if it's coming from hothouses in Chile or Brazil, it's even by the time it gets to us, it's just kind of dead leaves. So tell us about Touchstone Essentials supplements, what you do to make them and why they're so special.
Well, there's a number of things that make them different, but fundamentally when we think about supplements, very often you see a label and you see maybe vitamin C as ascorbic acid or vitamin E or vitamin D, whatever it happens to be. All of those labels, I mean, I'm really talking about everything you see out there. They're listing a fractionated nutrient. They've taken, you know, one component of what we find in food. And there's very little to support that that's actually what we need. I mean, here's this big industry I talked about earlier, all this money being spent, and yet it'd really be hard-pressed to find a lot of strong evidence that using supplements really improves a person's health outcome or addresses disease. Now, we do hear that getting an inadequate amount of citrus fruits or vitamin C or greens or things like that can be detrimental to our health. But when we start looking at it and saying, well, what if I then get it from a supplement? You know, there's not a lot of good support there. And I mean, here I am in this industry, so it concerns me. And so the first thing we do is we start with whole fruits and vegetables because we know the isolates don't work. They just don't accomplish the same thing. You can't take vitamin C as ascorbic acid. Ascorbic acid is just the outer ring of the vitamin C molecule. There's seven of the things that are missing. You can't just use that and think somehow the body's going to magically convert that into the same thing as a whole compound vitamin C. And then, of course, that doesn't even take into account the other hundreds of phytonutrients that are found in a natural food source of vitamin C. So we start with whole fruits and vegetables. We're very careful to make sure that we're getting our crops where they should regionally be grown, right? We're not using mm-hmm. hothouses. And then we make sure that the soil where our things are grown is healthy soil. We're making sure that our farmers have organic and sustainable practices. All of these things that we know grow a very rich fruit or a vegetable. And then we're very careful on transportation. As often as we can, we actually try to process our fruits and vegetables field side and never with a high heat. We don't allow our fruits and vegetables to ever see a degree above 106 degrees because we know at approximately 116 degrees, the delicate phytonutrients and native enzymes to that fruit or vegetable begin to be denatured and lose value. And so we do all of this so that when we're done processing, and for us processing means just simply removing the water and the cellulose material, so what remains is a powder, that powder, before it's encapsulated, is as potent as possible compared to that fresh fruit or vegetable. We actually use high-speed liquid chromatography to check our fruits and vegetables before and then check them after, and what we find is their antioxidant qualities and other nutritional components have no statistical deviation, which is exactly what we're looking for, so that value remains, right? When you're consuming this stuff, you want all of it, right?
Right.
And so that's where we start, and from there we build our formulas, thinking strategically about the right combination of fruits and vegetables to have that antioxidant product. And you spoke about essentials, right? 33 fresh fruits and vegetables, 28 different sources, right? Or the greens product, Super Greens, or Wellspring, which is for joint pain, stiffness, and inflammation. So that process helps us put those recipes together.
Good. So I when I was up there in Raleigh the other day, a couple weeks ago, we were tasting all the powders, and they tasted so alive. It was really interesting because they really had the flavors in them that of the real foods, and it wasn't just, you know, just a powder. It wasn't just a powder. It wasn't like something that came out of a factory. It was like a food that you might have dehydrated in your dehydrator and then ground up. It had flavor, like a spice has flavor. And the green tea extract was particularly terrible. We all agreed, which is why it's good. It's in a capsule. But the pomegranate was delicious, and it's so good to have those. I know that there's a lot of supplements nowadays that say that they're whole foods, but when I read on the label, they have terminology like ascorbic acid that says that is, I know, means that it's an artificial vitamin C. So these supplements are only, all that's listed on the label is the foods that they come in, come from. And that really shows me that it's coming from food and not from a laboratory. So when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about how you can get these wonderful supplements for free, actually. I get them every month without having to take any money out of my pocket, and you can do that too. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. I see we have a caller from Pennsylvania. Laura, hello.
Hi. How are you?
How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. What's your question?
My question is how best to explain to someone that they would be getting pretty much all that they need from the entire line. Like if you took the entire line of Touchstone Essentials, then, you know, would they be getting pretty much anything they get from a multivitamin mineral?
Well, I'm going to let Eddie answer that first, and then I'm going to answer it too. So, Eddie, go ahead.
Well, and Laura, thank you for the question.
Sure.
When I think about this, I really just pay attention to the advice that comes from the medical community. Most people that would go to their physician, even their pediatrician, right, all through their life would get the advice that they need to be eating, say, 5 to 7, or maybe it's 5 to 9 or 7 to 9, depending on what your doctor's thoughts are, servings of fresh fruits and vegetables per day. And if you do that, you're going to get those nutrients that you need for good health. Or they may refer you to the updated food pyramid, which will show to balance a combination of you know, carbohydrates and fats and proteins for meats and vegetables and good plant fats to get what you need. And you never really hear them talk about advice on taking a supplement because they realize most of those things are fractionated. They don't remotely resemble what you find in a fresh fruit and vegetable. So we pay attention to their advice. And so when someone's using our products, that's exactly what they're getting, are multiple servings of fresh fruits and vegetables. Except in this case, we've made sure that they are grown in the right region, that they're grown with organic practices, that they're not heated, which is probably not what you're going to find when you prepare them in your oven or your stove.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of being confused by these labels out there that just show these fractionated supplements that are frankly meaningless, I tell folks to pay attention to that advice of a physician. And if they do, something like our essentials then becomes an easy decision for someone because that's the equivalent of 33 80-gram servings of fresh fruits and vegetables, and 80 grams is what they recommend at the U.S. Department of Agriculture's website.
And, you know, you couldn't eat 33 servings of fruits and vegetables in a day, now,
right.
Nor probably could you afford it. Like, how much money would that cost? and it wasn't something like $12 or something? Eddie, do you know the numbers? And it was the serving of essentials was $1.28 or something.
Yeah, it's upwards. It depends on what region of the country you live in, but the minimum we've calculated is 14, and in some places, let's say like New York City, you could spend $25 and still not get the same quality of fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yes, so it's right. Quality as what I mean. It's very good value. What I'd like to add is that I have come from a lifetime of having health problems, largely due to toxic chemical exposure. And even though I've done a lot of things, I still have things that I'm working on to heal, particularly my endocrine system. And so my body actually needs more than what an average person would do. So I take my Touchstone Essentials products knowing that I'm getting way more than what my daily needs are if I were a healthy person. And then I take very specific whole food supplements. Like I take vitamin C that is made out of, AMLA, I think it's called, a gooseberry, Indian gooseberry, something like that. And because I need more vitamin C for my adrenal glands. But I'm always looking for a whole food supplement because in my whole food vitamin C, I'm getting the full C complex and not just that bit of vitamin C. So before our hour is over, thank you for calling, Laura.
Thank you for answering. Great answer.
You're welcome. Before our hour is over, I want to make sure that we talk about now, people are probably saying, well, how am I going to afford these supplements? And they're not, you know, the price that you're going to buy at the drugstore. But I actually earn more money than my supplements cost because this is, yes, a network marketing company. But I want to address that because I've had people say to me, I don't want to buy these products no matter how good they are because it's network marketing. And so I'll just be honest and say that's exactly what I said. And I had such a negative view of network marketing for all the reasons that people don't like it. But that I want to say that that hasn't been my experience with Touchstone Essentials. It's the whole idea. I think a lot of people, individuals don't understand network marketing. And I think a lot of network marketing companies are not doing a good job. But this one is. And the beauty for me of network marketing that I've come to learn is that network marketing companies can introduce products that are really special because they're being sold by people talking to each other. It's basically just word of mouth and selling the products through people talking to each other instead of having them be on a store shelf. And the other thing about it is that it's a way for you to be personally, financially free, that it's a way for you to have your own business with a structure there who's doing production and manufacturing and marketing and payroll and all those things. And the only thing that you need to do is let people know about the products. And it's the simplest way to get your own business going. You have freedom of your own time. You can do what you want. You don't have to even work an 8-hour day. And people in this company, I've seen people I know personally, have quit their jobs, are making, one person just made $1,100 in the first week. So I didn't do that, but somebody else did. And it just depends on how much you want to put into it. And it's an excellent product that really helps people. So you're selling something that helps make the world a better place and it improves people's lives. So, Eddie, what would you like to say?
Well, I know we don't have a lot of time, and frankly, I'd love to have a couple hours to talk about this subject because I've got strong opinions about it. But
yeah,
at its simplest level, you know, we chose this vehicle to get our products out to the consumer because the most effective thing we can do is use word of mouth. There's no way we could slap these products up on a store shelf and have their unique quality, this opportunity for really effective products, reveal itself to the public. It just, all that noise in the retail space, the speed with which people make decisions on brands and products, it would just get lost. And so here's these great products, could do these great things. And without a personal story or two, it'd be very difficult for the public to see that. So that's one aspect of it. But for me, the other side of it is we can maintain and control a freshness with our products by going directly to the consumer, which mm-hmm. is what this allows us to do that we couldn't do otherwise. For those that know the retail model, it's very difficult. Depends upon what types of products you have, but sometimes orders are placed for those products well over a year in advance. They get on a boat traveling in from a foreign country, you know, 9, 10, 12 months before they get to a store shelf. And I'm talking about consumables as well as things about electronics. So we just think it's more efficient. It provides us that word of mouth. And then the other side of this is we do think that people do need a vehicle to make a difference in their life financially, whether that's just earning back the products that they use. We have a tremendous system that means if you have just three people consuming what you consume, either customers or members, your products are free. And so for someone that sees something they want but maybe has trouble accessing it, you know, this gives them a vehicle to address that. But as you mentioned, the gentleman that with no prior experience in his first week earns $1,100. And that's not everybody's story, but nor does that have to be everybody's story for us to demonstrate the success of our company. There's all kinds of stories here. And here's what I appreciate after my exposure to this industry. No matter where you're starting from, it meets you where you're at, whether you have no experience or a lot of experience, and it allows you a vehicle to help you gain that full measure of your own potential. And who amongst us doesn't want to have a chance to sort of take that cap yes. off of that lid off of what we can do in life? We want our own yes. opportunity, and I think we get that here.
Well, I think so, too. And another thing I like about it is that these products really are essential to every person on earth. If we want to be alive and healthy and happy, we need to get the toxic chemicals out. We need our nutrition. And anybody of any income or not can have access to these products because, well, you have to have a little money to start, but it's a very little money, and that anybody could pick this up and say, I'm going to start this business and get this money and pay for my supplements. It makes it accessible to any person on earth without any kind of discrimination for what their financial condition is. So it just, to me, the combination of the quality of products and the opportunity to be able to make as much money as you want, helping people really it's a total package for me in a way that I've never seen in any other business, which is why I'm sitting here saying this, not because I want to get my commission, but because I really want people to know that there are ways that even in our economic times that we can be making money by doing good. And so I just, once again, I'm just so appreciative of everything that you've done, Eddie, and that you've given us all this opportunity to be healthy and happy and wealthy.
Yeah.
So
thank you, Deborah, very much, and the chance to be
you're welcome.
On the show.
Thanks for coming. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This has been Toxic Free Talk Radio, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.